Australian airport shooter named as Ali Rashid Amoon. By Jack Montgomery and AP on August 15, 2022. A man arrested for allegedly opening fire with a handgun inside the Australian capital of Canberra's main airport has been named as Ali Rashid Amoon. Amoon is described as a 63-year-old Australian man from the state of New South Wales by the Associated Press, with no information on any religious affiliation or migration background provided. He appeared via video link at the Australian Capital Territory Magistrates Court on Monday, where his legal aid-funded defence lawyer Tamsin Lee asked that the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, roughly equivalent to the British Broadcasting Corporation in the United Kingdom, be banned from reporting on his case. Magistrate Robert Cook declined the request, however, saying that he was satisfied this is an open court and the ABC has a right to report on such matters, unless there is a good reason to suppress the proceedings. Amoon, who appeared in court wearing a Hawaiian shirt, has been charged with discharging a firearm at a building, unlawful possession of a firearm, and discharging a firearm near a person causing alarm. He did not enter any pleas and did not request bail, and the judge ordered that he undergo psychiatric evaluation and be remanded in custody. Police say Amoon arrived at the airport in the capital at about 1:20 p.m. and sat on some seats near the check-in counters. After about 5 minutes, police said, he fired multiple shots from a handgun, striking the airport's windows. He was subsequently arrested by federal police who were stationed at the airport. To my understanding and to what I can see from the crime scene, the male has let the shots off at glass within the terminal and there was not shots directed at people or persons, passengers or staff, sick, Detective Acting Superintendent Dave Kraft told reporters. He also said that he had no idea what Amoon's motive might have been. Canberra Airport's Chief Executive Stephen Byron said the shooter was in a public area of the airport, indicating that he did not smuggle his firearm through the security checks passengers must go through prior to boarding aircraft. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.